From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Finnegan's Wake, James Joyce's final masterpiece, has always confounded readers. Many people would call the book impenetrable in print. There's no narrative, or only a tenuous one. And language breaks apart and images come in and out of focus. But the prose comes to life when read aloud, especially when you hear James Joyce read it himself.
Well, you know, or don't you, Kenneth, or haven't I told you, every telling is a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it.
Finnegan's Wake was published in 1939 on the eve of World War II. Joyce had worked on it for 17 years.
Ping pang, there's the bell for sex alighters, a concept of this in the spray. Pang.
That recording's included in the new anthology Poetry Speaks Expanded, and Irish-born poet Paul Muldoon wrote the essay in this collection introducing Joyce's work and joins us now. Hello, Paul Muldoon.
Hello, how are you?
Great to have you with us. In your essay, you quote a critic who says that Finnegan's Wake is meant to be plunged into. Is there any background information you think our listeners should know before we play a bit more?
Well, that was Harry Levin who wrote about Finnegan's Wake in 1939. He wrote, its texture is so close, its structure so organic, that it cannot yet, he says, be considered readable in the sense of an ordinary novel. And I suppose in many ways what Levin was getting at was that Finnegan's Wake is much more like a musical composition, one that might be performed, as it were, by the individual reader and, of course, by Joyce himself.
You won your Limpopo limp from the fusty hussars, when colours and cuffs were there to the town, and your slur gave the stink to Carlo. Holy scamander, I said it again.
It's almost what we call in the Irish tradition mouth music. Mouth music involves often a nonsensical component. Diddly idly 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 doodle idly do. I'm not sure if that was the best interpretation you'll ever hear of it.
I liked it just fine.
But Joyce, of course, we should remember, was a terrific singer himself. And indeed, that musical intensity, the intelligence, continues through all his work. And, you know, I think it's not simply that we're going to say that it should merely be understood in a musical sense. That's a metaphor for finding a way into reading it, I think.
Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. It's well I know your sort of slop, flop. Ireland sober as Ireland stiff. Lord, help you, Mariah, full of grease. The Lord is with me. Your prayers. Aye, Sancho, Madam Angot.
One is led there through Maria, full of grace. The Lord is with me. Maria, full of grace, of course, G-R-E-A-S-E, as it's spelled here. We would usually say grace, but in, of course, Hiberno English, it would be pronounced grace. The Lord, rather than the Lord, is with me. So he's constantly repositioning us in relation to what we think we understand. And that, of course, what every great artist does.
Paul Muldoon is a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and professor at Princeton University. Thank you for joining us. It was great.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you so much.